TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Glad to have you along with us on your Monday morning. Going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day today. I got a little something. I'm a little concerned, about the Trump administration. Today, there's going to be some testimony about whether or not Michael Flynn violated the law when he had some dealings with the Russians. Now, basically, he got paid, you know, tens of thousands of dollars by a Russian television network to come give a speech to their community there. So they're saying that that this violated the law. They're saying that that he was warned not to do that. And I have some very real concerns now about how long the Trump administration is going to last. And I'll tell you why. Now, I'm not saying that I hope it doesn't. I hope it does last. I hope he's there for 4-8 years. But when you take a look at everybody that the Trump administration has to fight against, he's got to fight. We all know he's got to fight against the Democrats, right? He's got to fight against Obama. He's got to fight against Hillary Clinton. He's got to fight against Joe Biden. He's got to fight against every Democrat member of the House and the Senate. He also has to fight against a lot of Republicans in the House and the Senate. And we all know that he's also got to fight against the media. I mean, the support for President Trump out there is almost at nil. Zero. And you know, I mean, and the media is more than willing, more than complicit in relaying the left's message and fighting against President Trump. They are more than happy to do that. You know, there's now this big talking point, and you were hearing it all weekend long. Oh, they're going to do away. If you have pre-existing conditions, they're going to take away your health care. No, that's not. You're not going to be denied treatment if you have a pre-existing condition. No. Oh, 24 million Americans are going to lose their health care. No, they're not. They may opt to. They may choose to give up their health care because they can't afford it. That may be one thing, but they're not going to have it snatched away from them. And I'll tell you what, if there was not a mandate in Obamacare, you would see a lot fewer people having health care in this country than you do right now because it is too darn expensive. It's in some cases, you're seeing people with health care paying more for that than their mortgage, more than their car payment, certainly a lot more than their car payment. So why wouldn't they give it up? If it's unaffordable, which the Affordable Health Care Act was supposed to make it affordable, and it hasn't, why wouldn't people give it up? So there's these whole lies that people are just going to, he's just going to kill 24 million Americans. And the media is more than happy to go right along with it. And remember, the vast majority of people aren't like you. They don't do their due diligence. They don't go in and actually look at a bill. They don't go in and actually find out what this legislation says. They just take what Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert and all of these people on late night television and on Comedy Central, they take what they tell them at face value. So it's very disconcerting to see just how, and it's easy to fool the masses when they don't get involved in what's happening. It's easy to fool people. It really is. So I have some very serious concerns about the longevity of the Trump administration. Again, hope it lasts. Hope it does. But when you see the uphill battle that the president has, I mean, he can't even do what constitutionally he is allowed to do, which is restrict people from coming into this country from certain other countries. The Constitution gives him the right to do that. But every time he tries to do that, some little leftist judge who wants to make a name for himself comes in and blocks the order. He can't even do what the Constitution gives him the right to do. So already, I mean, they're looking at fighting health care. I mean, Lord knows how long it's going to be before we get this thing done. Building the wall, can't do that. But the gutless people in the Republicans in the House and Senate, they won't go along with it. So I'm very, very concerned about the longevity right now of the Trump administration.
1250 WTMA.
Now, the TMA Morning Show continues with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 7:23, 23 minutes past 7 o'clock. I tell you what we're going to do right now. I have got a family four-pack of tickets to the Charleston River Dogs. I'm going to be giving away. I'll take caller number 7 right now at 556-1250. That's 556-1250. Caller number 7 going to pick up a family four-pack of tickets to the Charleston River Dogs. Any 2017 home game at the Joe, you'll be able to go to. So 556-1250. I know it's Monday morning and you got to get those dialing fingers all tuned in, but we will go ahead and roll through some of these calls right now to get to caller number 7 so that we can have somebody win these tickets to go see the River Dogs play at the Joe. This is any 2017 home game that you want to go to. How about that? That's pretty cool. All right, so let's go ahead and hit caller number 7 right now and say, good morning. Who is this?
Don King.
Don, how are you this morning?
I am excellent, sir. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Don, congratulations. You are caller number 7. You just picked yourself up 4 tickets to see the Charleston River Dogs. How about that?
That sounds great.
You've never been?
Never been to the River Dogs game.
Well, you are going to enjoy yourself. They always put on one heck of a show out there, whether it's baseball or just whatever else they got going on in the stands. Don, I'm going to put you on hold. John Quincy is going to get some information from you. Also coming up this morning, we've got a couple of chances for you to win 4 packs of tickets to the upcoming Greek Festival, which, again, is my favorite festival here in South Carolina, here in the Lowcountry. Love it. Love it. It's so much fun. The food. Oh, food I can't even pronounce, and it's fantastic. I know they've got lamb there, which is like my favorite thing.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 7:41, 19 minutes until 8 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Coming up at 9:06 this morning, we'll be talking with the Politichicks. They're going to be in town today. We'll be running down where their appearances are going to be today. So we'll have that for you again coming up at 9:06 this morning. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. When I said a few minutes ago that I'm concerned about whether or not President Trump is going to make it his full first term, not that I don't want him to, but the way this country is going is to the extreme on the left. I really don't fully understand. Excuse me. Got choked there. I don't fully understand what type of country the liberals and those folks on the left really, I don't know what they want this to be. I wish I had a crystal ball where I could go in and see exactly what type of a country they want us to have. Let me give an example. Up in Ohio, Trenton, Ohio, Edgewood Middle School student was given a 10-day suspension. 10-day suspension for liking a picture of an airsoft BB gun. Now, did he do it at school? Nope. He did it at home. Did he comment on the picture? Nope. He just liked it. Did he share the picture? Nope. He just liked it. That's all he did, was like a picture of an airsoft BB gun. Now, an airsoft BB gun, in case you don't know, is like a BB gun, but they're not steel BBs. They're these little soft pellets. You could shoot them indoors. Ping, ping, ping. No big deal. Kids have been playing with guns since, my gosh, this country was founded. So now, because of zero tolerance, the school there in Trenton, Ohio, decided that they were going to give this kid a 10-day suspension. He said he just liked it. It was on Instagram. He said it was about 7 or 8 o'clock. I liked it. The next morning, he said they called me down to the office and patted me down and checked me for weapons. Now, since they got the notice, the family said that the school has dropped the suspension, but there will be no repercussions on the child's actions. The child's actions, there were no actions. The kid just liked a picture of an airsoft BB gun. And he was handed a 10-day suspension. Meanwhile, Ahmed Muhammad builds something that looks like a bomb out of a clock, takes it to school, and hell, he gets invited to the White House. He gets a job offer from Google. He gets a huge settlement for him being escorted out of school. Yeah, they did it in handcuffs, probably rightfully so. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let's go out to Monk's Corner and talk to Judy. Judy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I was on a cruise last week, and I had a very interesting conversation with one of the cruise workers.
Mm-hmm.
Who is scheduling my next cruise.
Right.
He was from Brazil, and I don't know how the conversation turned political, but it did. And he was telling me how closely they all in Brazil watch the how the world is turning.
Right.
And he says he cannot believe the way America is moving. He said that, you know, the liberalism is just gone insane.
Right.
And he can't believe that it's finally come to America.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how horrible the media is, how much they keep from us all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are all in very serious danger if we don't get a handle on the media.
But,
and I was so surprised to hear this from this young man.
Right.
To be honest with you. He was like under 30, and he was telling me he was waiting on the results from the French election. I mean, he's very, very political, very
right.
conservative. But I was really refreshed and saddened talking to him.
Yeah, because, I mean, the way Brazil is going, the way that Argentina and Venezuela are going right now, I mean, look at what liberalism and socialism has done to those countries. They've yeah. destroyed them.
Yeah, and we are all going to be destroyed in the process.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I don't know what these people, what kind of a country they want to live in.
They want to live in a country where they control everything, and we are the controlled.
Yeah, that's true. Jody, I appreciate it. But other than that, did you have a good time on your cruise?
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic.
good. Glad to hear it. Judy, thank you very much. Hollywood, let's go talk to Patrick. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Oh, man, you're just killing me this morning with this, Red Ryder BB gun thing or airsoft
yeah.
BB gun thing. I'll tell you how we need to get the attention of these idiots that are running things in this country. And starting with the schools, how about a nationwide boycott of all public schools by the parents and then the students?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, that'd wake them up real quick and in a hurry.
I would love to see something like that. I would love to see some sort of a parents' revolt here in this country about the way some of these schools are behaving.
WTMA!
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
Good morning. It is 7:55, 5 minutes until 8 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. We are getting reports this morning that emergency personnel are currently responding to a structure fire over in Mount Pleasant. Charleston County EMS responded to the 600 block of Coleman Boulevard this morning, just a few minutes ago. We are not sure exactly what they are responding to, but as soon as we find out, we will pass that along to you. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. And again, Macron handily defeated Le Pen in the... This is just, you know, seriously... Call your travel agent today. If you ever had any desire to go to France, to go to Paris, and to see how wonderful that city is, let's go ahead and do that pretty quickly, because it's not going to be that way for much longer. Because Macron is one of these people who just wants to fling wide, open the gates to all of to any and everyone who wants to come to France. Now, We've seen this right now going on in Germany and the mess they're in. We've seen it with other countries with immigration and the refugees. Now, notice, and when we say refugees, we're talking about men primarily. They leave their women and their children behind, and they, you know, they want to go back and they want to go to the rich countries. Basically, that's where they do. Even though there are countries near them, let's just take Syrian refugees. There are plenty of Middle Eastern countries that could take them, but guess what? They won't take them. They won't take them. Saudi Arabia could take millions of refugees. In fact, they've got camps set up for these refugees, air-conditioned tents. But they want to go to the countries where they know that they're going to get the handouts. They're going to get the social programs. They're going to get the unemployment benefits. They're going to get the welfare. They're going to get the food stamps. They're going to get all of the government assistance that they can possibly get. So those are the countries that they want to go to. Instead of staying behind, I saw a great thing last night online where this guy was kind of detailing exactly how the immigration problem in this world works. And he says, you know, the abject poverty line that the United Nations has set up really does it to about folks that make $2 or less a day. And that sounds like absolutely nothing to us, but there are millions and millions and millions of people in this country, in fact, up to about a billion, that live on less than $2 a day. So what does it help when we bring in, let's say, a million refugees from these countries? Nothing. Not a drop in the bucket. It absolutely helps no one. It might help that individual family. It might help them. It might help that individual. But it does nothing to help the vast majority of people who are in poverty in this world. It does, in fact, it hurts them. It hurts those countries. So, because the people that are coming here, in some cases, not every case, but in some cases, the people that are coming here are the people who have the wherewithal and the, we'll say, the drive to make their lives better. Well, their country would be better served if they were to stay and use that initiative to improve the lot of their fellow countrymen, but they're not doing it. So they're leaving the folks behind, leaving them in abject poverty. We'll talk more about this coming up.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It is 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Coming up this hour, I'm going to be giving away a family four-pack of tickets to the Greek Festival that is coming up here in the Lowcountry. Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be such... I really love the Greek Festival. It is my favorite festival of all the festivals that we have. It's coming up on Friday, the 12th, through Sunday, the 14th, at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church downtown. There are great shuttles that you take in, so you don't have to worry about parking. You're in and out, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So a family four-pack of tickets coming up this morning. Now, coming up at 2:30 this afternoon, Senator Lindsey Graham is going to chair a Senate hearing on Russian interference in the 2016 election, and it's going to be the first public testimony from Sally Yates. Now, Sally Yates was a holdover as Secretary of State to the, she was the Deputy Attorney General. She was there at the beginning of the Trump administration. You know, you can't have, you know, just nobody there. You've got to, so she was there in the interim. And she's going to talk about the controversial contacts between Russian officials and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador, which, by the way, so many other people have talked with. Let's see, who else talked with this guy, Kislyak? Nancy Pelosi was there. She doesn't remember talking to the guy, but there's a picture of her at dinner. So I guess she was just rude to him. She didn't talk to him at all over dinner. And several other people have talked to this Russian ambassador. And this, of course, got Michael Flynn fired from his job in the Trump administration. Now, again, Sally Yates was acting attorney general when Trump took office. She was fired by Trump after she refused to defend the president's controversial travel ban on seven Muslim-majority nations. Blah, 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 blah. No, she was fired because she was a holdover from the Obama administration, and a new administration has the right to come in and fire people that aren't on their team. You know, you just do that. That's the way it happens. So that's going to start at 2:30 this afternoon. And like I told you earlier this morning, I was listening to a news report, a local news report, that said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but this is very close to what was said. They're going to be doing these hearings into the interference by the Russians in the 2016 election that landed Donald Trump in the White House. That's what did it. It was the Russians. That's the only reason that we have President Donald Trump instead of President Hillary Clinton, is because the Russians came in and did it. Although even Dianne Feinstein admits that there is no evidence whatsoever that the Trump administration colluded with the Russians. And really, that's what this all is all about. If you want to talk about countries that that interfere in elections, so to speak, what do you call it when former President Obama gives a glowing endorsement for Macron in the French elections yesterday? What do you call it? Is that interference? Is it interference when they try to overthrow Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel and try to install his opponent as the leader of that country? Is it interference when President Obama comes in and says, hey, England, you know, you guys, if you leave the European Union, we're not going to be negotiating. Our number one ally in the world, England, and the president of the United States basically tells them, look, if you leave the European Union, then, you know, I got nothing. I'm going to have to turn my back on you. How is that not interfering in an election? I don't get it. So it's okay for us to do it, but it's not okay for the Russians to try to make sure that they've got people in office or try to help people that they think might be friendlier to them. So there, we'll find out what happens at 2:30 today, because these people, I don't know, it just seems like Lindsey Graham has a Jones for the Russians. Seems like he's not going to be happy until we're lobbing, you know, munitions at the Russians and they're lobbing them back at us. I mean, the war hawks between him and McCain and others, I don't get what their ultimate goal is with this. So far, no evidence whatsoever that the Trump administration. Oh, and by the way, CNN cut Dianne Feinstein off pretty quickly in an interview this weekend when she started to say there's no evidence that the Trump administration colluded with the Russians. So we'll see what Sally Yates has to say. That's going to be starting at 2:30. And of course, I'll be tweeting throughout the day some of this testimony that is coming in.
WTMA. Now, here's more of the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 8:24, 24 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. And I'll tell you what I got right now. I've got a family four-pack of tickets to the 47th Annual Greek Festival that's coming up this Friday, the 12th through Sunday, the 14th, at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church downtown. I had a friend of mine say, I think it was on Friday, they said, I'm going early. I'm not missing out on any of this great food that they have out there at the Greek Festival. I mean, I tell you what, all of this fantastic. It's just wonderful. I love the Greek Festival. I will take caller number 7 right now at 556-1250. That's 556-1250. Caller number 7, going to win a family four-pack of tickets to the 47th Annual Greek Festival going on this weekend, Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church downtown. Seriously, it is my favorite festival here in the Lowcountry. So we'll roll through some callers right here, try to get to caller number 7 as quickly as we possibly can. Again, 556-1250 is the number to grab these great tickets to the Greek Orthodox Festival. Seriously, love the food there. Let's hit the phones right now and say, hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tim.
Tim?
Tim from Mount Pleasant.
How you doing, buddy? Congratulations. You just picked yourself up 4 tickets to the Greek Festival. How about that, man?
That's great, man. I was planning on going, yeah.
Oh, good. Now, is this something you go to every year, or is this your first time?
No, I've been, but I don't go every year, but yeah. I love the place, man. It's a good time, absolutely. Great music, the food's terrific, and it's for a great cause, too.
That's right. All right, buddy, I'm going to put you on hold, and John Quincy is going to get some information from you. If you haven't been, and Tim was right, I mean, they got some great music there, great dancing. They have this guy, and he is really good. He's called the Jimi Hendrix of the Greek guitar, and he was there last year putting on quite a show. And it's a fantastic time for the entire family, for everybody in your family. So we'll have more tickets to give away to you tomorrow morning for this. Also, coming up at 9:06 this morning, we're going to be talking with the Politichicks. They are going to be in town today, and they are quite an interesting group of young ladies as they are they're going to be here. So we'll give you some more details on that. Let's go ahead and give you those details now. So coming up today at 11:30, they're going to be with the Charleston County Republican Women. They're at Harbor Breeze. They're at Patriots Point Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And at 7 o'clock tonight, the Politichicks are going to be at the Charleston County Republican Party, 7 o'clock, 2500 City Hall Lane in North Charleston. So if you want to go by there, you can check them out. They're going to be signing their books. Politichicks, a clarion call to political activism. Political activism. Now, political activism on the right, I will tell you right now, needs to step up. People need to step up their game. Because right now, I mean, geez, what did we see in Paris, in France yesterday? I think the lowest voter turnout in, what, 20 years? Lowest voter turnout in 20 years. And because of that, Macron is now the president of France. This is a guy that wants to open the borders of France. They want to completely, you know, let in anybody. It's just going to be a big, giant socialist nation, even more socialist than they are right now. Right now, at least, they have some semblance of being a republic. But they're going to be a fully socialist nation. And Macron said yesterday that he's going to work with people to make sure that there is no longer a need for extremes, for extremists to run for president. And of course, we know what the left means by extreme. That's anybody that is even slightly right of center, because they are so far left that if you are just one tick right of center, then you're an extremist. And that's the way they want people to think we are here in this country. So we need to step up the conservatives need to step up our political activism to make sure that we are attending rallies, to make sure that we are getting out to vote, to make sure that we are registering people of conservative mindset to get out there and vote and take part in the political process. Because just sitting back, I mean, my gosh, if I would say if Republicans turned out in mass the way they should have in November, then it wouldn't have been such a contentious election, because Donald Trump would have also won the popular vote. Now, I know how the election process in this country works. You only have to get the Electoral College, and that's what counts. But coming up in 2018, the folks on the left are going to throw everything possible, every talking point possible. 24 million people are going to die. 24 million people are going to lose their health care. If you have a pre-existing condition, you're going to be dropped. If you're going to be blah, 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 blah. You've got to get out there and make sure that you and your friends and your neighbors all get out to vote in 2018, because I'm telling you, they're starting their campaigns right now.
1250 WTMA. Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 8:41, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Coming up on Thursday, the General Assembly, the legislature up there in Columbia, is scheduled to adjourn for the year. January, February, March, April, May 8th. And on Thursday, they're going to adjourn for the year? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I thought this was a full-time job. Excuse me if I'm wrong about this, but I thought you guys was kind of supposed to be working. John, do we get to take the rest of the year off? I think that's the way we ought to do it. We ought to just, everybody ought to do what the legislature does up in Columbia.
Yeah.
How about that? When they're off, we're off.
Well, you know, that's one way to look at it. The way I look at it is that if they're not working, they can't really hurt us.
Can't do a whole lot more damage.
Yeah.
So, well, they got together, the House and the Senate up in Columbia the other day, and they worked out a compromise on this gas tax legislation. They're going to raise our 16.75 cent a gallon gas tax by 12 cent over 6 years. This is the plan that they have right now. This is what they ironed out. That would put our gas tax just below the current national average. They would boost the sales tax on vehicles to 5%. That's up from 3%, and cap the tax at $500. It's $300 right now. It would increase vehicle registration cost to $500. That's up from $300, while adding a new $250 vehicle registration fee for people moving into South Carolina. Now, if you own a hybrid vehicle, you're going to be hit with $60 every 2 years. If you own an alternative fuel vehicle, that'll be $120 every 2 years. And, of course, we know that Larry Grooms and his proposal to give you a tax credit for gas expenditures and vehicle repairs, that would be capped at $114 million after 2021. So what they were saying was, when they did the math on this thing, that for every dollar in gas tax that you're going to pay, you're going to be getting back a dollar and a half. Oh, money making. That's all right. So it'll also give students paying tuition in South Carolina a tax credit that would refund up to $1,500 in tuition cost. It would grant lower income earners receiving a paycheck in South Carolina, they would be able to qualify for an earned income tax credit. It would reduce manufacturing property taxes here in South Carolina from 10.5% down to 9%, but keeping payments to counties and cities at the current level. They did say that there would be no driver's license fee increase. So whatever you're paying for a driver's license fee right now, that would continue. But the governor has said he's not going to sign anything that has anything to do with a gas tax increase. However, I think what they're looking forward to is having enough votes to override the governor's veto. And I think that might have been the plan for a while now. So we'll see. So, again, not really sure. Where do the guarantee? I'm looking through all of this. I don't see any guarantees that this proposed, what? It's going to raise, what, $600 million for the state? $600 million a year to fix our roads. They say we need about $500 million a year just to improve pavement throughout the state. I don't see where any of that is guaranteed to go to our roads here in South Carolina. How long have we been talking about this? And why does this need to be so doggone difficult? We've already given them money. These people up there in Columbia are like children. You give them money. Dad, I need $20 to go do this. All right, well, here's your $20. Oh, hey, I need more money because I spent five of that $20 you gave me. I spent five of that on gum. So could I have another $5? Well, I already gave you $20. Yeah, but I don't have it now. I spent it on gum. These people up there. And why are we, and again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Why is it taking until May 8th, 2017 for them to all of a sudden do something when our roads have been crumbling for decades now? And people have been screaming about it. Well, at least we're doing something now, Charlie. At least we're doing something. Yeah, when the house is falling down, now you want to paint it? I mean, you guys should have been on top of this thing. Were you not driving on the roads that we were driving on? Are there some special South Carolina legislator roads that you get to drive on that we don't?
Well, yeah, in the upstate, we all know about those.
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
They're all in line, ready for the start. They're off in the Kentucky Derby. It was a great start for Always Dreaming, and something went wrong with Thundersnow right away. Thundersnow is having trouble in the early stages here as they come into the final furlong. Looking at Lee is making a bid now through on the inside up into second. Always Dreaming with a 2.5 length lead, a 16th to go. Looking at Lee is second. Then comes Battle of Midway, Classic Empire. They're coming to the line, and the dream comes true. Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby. Looking at Lee second, followed by Battle of Midway and Classic Empire. The final time was 2 minutes 3.59 seconds.
2 minutes 3.5. Now, all of that hoopla for 2 minutes 3.59 seconds. It's unbelievable how many millions of dollars is spent celebrating the Kentucky Derby. It's just another reason for people to drink. That's it. I mean, look, if we had Cinco de Mayo. Vast majority of people don't even know what Cinco de Mayo is about. They think it's Mexican Independence Day. It's not. It was when the Mexicans defeated 500 French soldiers at the Battle of Puebla, but they went on to lose the war. And then, of course, you had the Kentucky. I took that great opportunity during the Kentucky Derby to take a nap this weekend. That's how I celebrated that. But I guess I was dreaming about the Kentucky Derby because it seemed like it was really different for me. It was just... strange how
the horses are at the gate, and they're off. Guardians 2 is blasting out of the gate. Here comes Trump's history lesson, followed closely by Colbert's jabs. Meanwhile, Arkansas flooding is creeping up. And coming on strong is repeal and replace. Fake news continues to lead the pace. At the clubhouse turn, it's LeBron's domination leading the way. And down the stretch they come. It's Putin's pecs, it's Kim Jong's missile, it's Trump's history lesson. And Trump's history lesson wins it by whatever length Sean Spicer says he won it by.
It was kind of weird. I guess I dreamt that version of the Kentucky Derby. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250 again. Lindsey Graham going to be holding his hearing today in Washington about the interference of the Russians in the 2016 election. That starts at 2:30 this afternoon. Now, also Sally Yates is expected to testify today about Michael Flynn and his connection with the Russians. So, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again this morning. I am not real sure. I'm not real confident. And I worry greatly that the Trump administration, this Trump administration, as we know it, is not going to last 4 years. I mean, if I were the president and you're sitting here and everything is an uphill battle, it seems like everything is contentious. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter what he signs. It doesn't matter what he is for. You get the vast majority of the people in the media. When is the last time you heard something good? When was the last time you heard the media report something good about President Trump? Go back and find it. See if you can find where any of these pundits in the media says, hey, you know what? That was a really good thing he did. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. Yeah, big props. Big props to the prez for that one. Big props to the prez. But you're not seeing it. Instead, they choose to cover this ridiculous courage award that Obama was given last night.
To maintain our regard and concern for the poor and the aged and the marginalized. To put our personal or party interests aside when duty to our country calls, or when conscience demands. And that's the spirit that has brought America
so far. And that's the spirit that will always carry us to better days.
He went on to say that, you know, the hatred has got to stop. These were all just jabs against the president. Because even in that speech with the Courage Award, he wanted you to think that Donald Trump was against the sick, he's against the poor, he's against the old, he's against the marginalized. That's what they want you to think. And they continue, even when he's given this ridiculous award, the John F. Kennedy Profiles in Courage Award, he still takes a shot to do veiled jabs at President Trump, saying that we got to leave party politics aside. When in the world have the Democrats left party politics aside? Even in negotiating Obamacare. Remember, this is going to be a big bipartisan bill, right? And by bipartisan, they mean Republicans sit down and shut up. That's bipartisan, according to the Democrats. So remember, they even locked the Republicans out of these hearings, out of these meetings where they were discussing Obamacare. They wouldn't even let them show up in these discussions. So Obamacare was not a bipartisan bill whatsoever, just because some of the Republicans rolled over and voted for it. Doesn't mean it's bipartisan. That just means they rolled over and voted for it, like little lapdogs. So when Democrats say bipartisan, here's what they mean. Lindsey Graham and John McCain were for it. That's bipartisan. That you can just read that. In a bipartisan bill, that means Lindsey McCain. That's a good word. Lindsey McCain. I like that. That they just voted for it. That's bipartisan, according to the Democrats.